ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ila Daf Yud Beis. We'll begin with the Mishnah at the bottom, Miral from Yud Beis. The Mishnah over there tells us, Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi VaMenorah Lo Nehenin V'lo Moyalin. In contrast with Dishan Mizbech HaChitzoin, where the Gemara brought earlier in Daf Yud Aleph from Yud Beis, there the Pasuk tells us that even though it's Nasis Mitzvos, still there's Me'ila. We learned this out of the Pasuk, which says, V'somai Eitzel Mizbeach. From there we learned that even after it's placed next to the Mizbeach, still the din is that it has Me'ila. Tishin Mizbeach HaPnimi VaHamenorah, on the other hand, does not have that Pasuk to tell us that after it's Nasas Mitzvah, so there's still Me'ila. Therefore the din of the Mishnah is Leinen and V'lei Moyalin. Once the Mitzvah is done with the ready, there's no longer Me'ila. Now from which point exactly is it considered Nasas Mitzvah, so that there's no longer Me'ila? So we'll see, B'hamshach, there's a few Shittos in the Rishonim, Tosis in a number of places, Zvachem and Vavam Meralef, Dibur Maschil Veloy, Chulun Daf Kuf Yedainam Meralef, Dibur Maschil Veloy. Taisis holds that it no longer has Mila only after it's placed already next to the Mizbeach, the place where the Trumas Hadeshim was placed. That's when the Mitzvah is finished already, and from then there's no longer Mila. There is, however, the Shita of the Ritzbo, which Taisis in Yuma brings, and Afnun Tassam Beis, Dibur Maschil Veharei. The Ritzbo holds that even before the Dishon is done from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, already there's no Mila, there's only an Isser Hanah. We'll see more about that machlokes Yushanim later on, but Rashi over here on the Mishnah, Dibur Maschil Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi VaMenorah, his lashon is Hadeshan Shalem Hayu Motzia Yumanicha Eitzel Mizbech HaChitzoin, Magom Shu Maniach Trumas Hadeshan Shem Mizbech HaChitzoin, was placed in the same spot that the Trumas Hadeshan of Mizbech HaChitzoin was placed. And then Rashi says VeKoydim Shehenichu Sham Loinenin VeLoimoyalin, the Hachalek Siv V'Samai K'mashikasa B'Dishan Mizbech HaChitzoin. Rashi says that even before it was placed there, there already is no Me'ila. So Rashi does not say that only after it was placed in that spot is the Me'ila Paka. Even beforehand, the Me'ila is already Paka. However, Rashi would seem to be mashman that it's only after he already removed the Deshen from the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah, only then is there no Me'ila. While it's still there, it's not yet considered Nasas Mitzvasa. There is still a Mitzvah to remove the Deshen. Once it's already removed, then it is considered Nasas Mitzvasa, even before it's placed on the ground in the spot where it's supposed to be placed. This would seem to need further hesber. Once we see from Rashi that the addition of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah is also a mitzvah, and it's also not considered Nasas Mitzvah until that mitzvah is done, where is there room to differentiate, to be mechalek between the Hoitzah, the removal from the Mizbech and the Menorah, and the placement on the spot next to the Mizbech where it was supposed to have been put? Nachar, that also should be considered part of the mitzvah, and should not be considered Nasas Mitzvah until that is done as well. To get back to the Lashon of Rashi, he says, over here we're talking about before it was placed next to the Mizbeach. What Rashi means to say is that once it already was placed next to the Mizbeach, now already there would be Me'ila. This is Rashi L'shitasai, the way he learns the next line of the Mishnah. Hamakdash Dishan Betchila Moylin Bo. As you'll see, there are a number of Mahachim and Yerushalayim had to understand this line of the Mishnah. But the way Rashi learns, this means that once he already put down the Deshan of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah, next to the place where the Trumas Hadeshen of Mizbech HaChitzoin was done, and now at that point there is Me'ila, and the Magid of the Lashon of Rashi, he should say, it's not possible for the Deshen of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah to remain separate from the Deshen of Mizbech HaChitzoin, therefore there's already Me'ila in all of it at that point. That's why Rashi in the previous Dibur Maschil says, at the din of the Reisha of the Mishnah, Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi VaMenorah Leinenin VeLeMoyalin, is Koidim Shen Yichusham, before it was placed on that spot, because once it's placed there already, that's the next din of the Mishnah that is ready Me'ila. This is the Lecher Dabshan and Rashi, and this is Mevur in the Pirush Kadmoin from the Sefer Shnei Pirushim Kadmoin Amal Masechus Me'ila, which was published in Tovshin Chavov. The Pirush Kadmoin Aleph over there, which is often Alderich Rashi, the Mefarish, over here in this line of the Mishnah, they learn the same Mahalach, like Nanim Vlaimoilim means until it was placed next to the Mizbeach. Once it's already placed next to the Mizbeach, that's the next din of the Mishnah. That's the din of a Makdash Dishan Betchilo, because once it's already Nisarif together with the Dishan of Mizbeach HaChitzoin, now really there's a Me'ila on everything. Now focus now first on this line of the Mishnah, HaMakdash Dishan Betchilo Meilin Bo. Later we'll get back to the other point, is there a B'chal Mitzvah of Dishan by the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah? And at what point is it considered Nasas Mitzvasa? That's Mechaikas Yushanim, as we said, we'll see more about that later. As far as the din of HaMakdash Dishan Betchilo, so here there are a number of Pirushim, as we said, the Mefarash over here, as well as in the Pirush Kadmoin Aleph, they explain what it means to say is that once you put the Deshen of the Mizbech HaPnimi in the Menorah next to the Mokayim, where the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbech HaChitzin is placed, Now there's already a din Mi'ilah on everything because it all gets stuck together. The Kanur over here is very bothered by this chat of Rashi. He asks him, Rashi, just because there's a Tarifus over here of Chumas Hadeshem from Mizbech HaPnimi and Deshem from Mizbech HaPnimi in the Menorah, why would that be a reason that he's male in all of it? In other words, if he takes a handful of Deshem and together it's worth a Pruta, since from this Deshem there's a mixture of some Deshem which has Mi'ilah and some which doesn't, Lachar he should not be male, unless he takes enough of the mixture that it contains within it, a Pruta's worth of Deshem from the Mizbech HaChitzin. The Lashleim over here explains that the Lashon of Rashi, in the end of the Bermaschal HaMakdish Dishain, he says, the Efshad Leili Dovik Bei Purta Ulhachi Moilim Bekulu. He explains this, what Rashi means to say, Ulhachi Moilim Bekulu, if he's Nenna from everything, he takes all of the Deshen, definitely, there is definitely some Deshen from the Zbech HaChitzin mixed in here as well. Once he's Nenna from all of it, then already he's Chayav Mishum Me'ilah. He rejects the Bach, which changes the Girsa of the last word of that Rashi, to say Ulhachi Moilim Betchilo. He leaves it l'hachi ma'ilim bekulu, and he says, this is what Rashi means to say, only if you'll be nana from everything, then you definitely are taking some Chumas Sadeshin of the Mizbech HaChitzin, then you'll be chayav mishum me'ilah. He compares this to the Mishnah on Yeral Famer Aleph, Hamafish Moislin is Yerusay, Lainanin Vlay Moilin, Epnei Shein Ru'in Lovay Kulay Shlomim. Rashi on the Mishnah explains that it's a Sofik on each and every mana. Maybe this mana was aimed to be used to buy a Shlomim, that's why he's not Moil. And the Mishnah Melch understands with Das Rashi, if already he'll use all of the money, then already he will be Moyel, since he definitely is using some money which was omed for a Chatas or an Oilah. Here as well, Rashi means if you're going to take all of the Deshen, since there definitely is some Deshen from the Mizbech HaChitzin, therefore he will be Moyel. Now the Chayim, however, like the Shleim and others are bothered, what is the Pshat and the Lashon of the Mishnah, HaMakdish Dishen Betchila? Where is he being Makdish anything? He's simply putting the Deshen down next to the Dishen of the Mizbech HaChitzin. So what is the Pshat and the word HaMakdish? And furthermore, what is the Pshat on the word Batchila? What does Batchila mean? For this reason, some Achrenim want to change the Girsa of the Mishnah according to Rashi. However, if you look in the Pirush Kadmain, which as we mentioned before, learns this part of the Mishnah Derech Rashi, his Lashon over there is HaMekadish Dishen Batchila. The Magi on the bottom explains he was not Gerus HaMagdish. HaMagdish would be Mashma that he was Magdish with Kedusha Speh. Rather, he says HaMekadish Dishen, which he explains means Shemenichen Al Beis HaDeshen. He was Mekadosh Deshen Gufa by placing it down together with the Chumas Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzin. That's why there's Me'ilah. So we're not talking about he gave it a Kedusha Speh, rather just by putting it down, that itself gave it a Kedusha. Since now that it's mixed together with the Chumas Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzin, it has to all be treated as if it has Me'ilah. And further, he's Geiris, not the word Batchila, not HaMekadosh Deshen Batchila, rather Kitchila. And he explains Kitchila means just like the original Deshen which was there. He explains the Seder was, first he did the Chumas Hadeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzin, that was placed on the spot next to the Mizbeach. Afterwards he did the Chumas Hadeshen of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah, that was placed on top of the Deshen from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. That's what the Mishnah says, Ketchila Meilin Ba, means that it also gets Mila like that which was there first, like the Deshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzin which was placed there beforehand. An alternative way to learn the Pshat and Rashi would be, the way the Sefer Mayim Kedoshim explains, he says that since a person knows when he's putting down the deshen of the Mizbech HaPnim in the Menorah, that it's going to be nidbak, it's going to get mixed together with the deshen of the Mizbech HaChitzin, therefore he means really to be Mekadosh it, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah HaMakdish Deshen Betchila, by putting the deshen of the Mizbech HaPnim in the Menorah over there in the same spot, he's actually being Makdish it with Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, therefore now already everything has Me'ilah, that's the Pshat and the Lashon of Rashi, Ulhochi Moilim Bekulu. Once he's makdish this deshen by putting it down over there, now already there's Mila on everything. It's not misafik because maybe there's some deshen of the Mizbech HaChitzin mixed in. Now already there's Mila on everything because we assume that his kavana was to be makdish it. Now Rabbeinu Gershon over here brings a different pshat than Rashi, and the pirush of the Rav on our Mishnah also he brings this pshat, and that is when the Mishnah says a makdish deshen betchila, it means that a person said d'mei deshen ze olai. He's going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash the value of this Deshen, not that he's actually Makdash the Deshen itself, rather he's Makdash the Dmei Deshen. Afterwards, someone came along and was Nene from that Deshen. Now, really, that's going to be Mafsid Hegdash, since it's not possible to evaluate how much he took. And the one who said Dmei Deshen Zealai is only going to give the value of the Deshen which is left, if the one who was Nene is Moyel. Now, in this chat as well, the Karen Ayur is Matmiya. He says, Mi'ila Kazulo Shemati Me'ilom. Where do we find such a concept of Mila, where a person didn't take anything from Hegdish, rather all he did was he caused indirect harm to Hegdish by taking some of this Deshen? Now we're not going to know how much the one who said Mei Deshen Zealai has to give to Hegdish. But since he's not being nener for Machifas, which is owned by Hegdash, this cannot be considered Me'ila. Ken Oyer brings the Gemara Mufereshes and Erechin Daf Chof on Medbeiz, a case where a person said, Mei Shor Ze Olai. The Bais over there says that there is no Me'ila in this Shor, since the Shor does not have Kedushas Aguf, nor Kedushas Domim. If one is nener from it, there is no Me'ila, even though L'Chayr, the Karen Oyer asks, if a person will be nener from it and will be mafsid it, he'll lower its value, we won't be able to evaluate how much this person has to give to Hegdash. We see from there, this does not constitute Me'ila, since he's not being nener from a Chifetz, which is owned by Hegdash. And in truth, the question could be asked even further. This should not be considered that he's doing any harm to Hegdash, because it's only a Gromo. In Dine Ben Adam L'Chaveri also, this would not be considered a Mazik or a Gezel. He's causing an indirect harm to his friend, and Gromo would be Potter. So to answer these questions, the Chor, we could say, if one takes a look carefully in Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rav, and this Pshat is also brought in the Pirush Kadmon B'Shem the Rosh, when they say this Pshat in the Mishnah, Hamakdash Dishin B'Tchila means, someone said, Mei Dishin Ze Alai, they stress that the person that said this before the Deshin was removed from the Heichal, when it still had Me'ila. On this, the Mishnah tells us, even after the Me'ila is no longer applicable because it's Nasis Mitzvasa, still the din will be that if one is Nene, he will be Me'il, because he's causing a Hefzit to Hegdish. Why do they stress this point? So surely it's coming from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Hamakdash Dishin B'Tchila, it has to be that he was Makdash Hadeshin Dafka B'Tchila while it still had Me'ila. This is the translation of the word B'Tchila according to this Pshat. But what is Mr. trying to say with this? The Chor, what the Mishnah means is, if the Me'ila would have already been removed because it was Nasis Mitzvasa, then someone came along and said, Dmei Deshin Ze Alai, then Enechanam if one is Nene, there would not be Me'ila. Ufa, because of these kashas that the Achoinim ask, this is an indirect Hefzid, he's not being Nene from Mechavis, which is owned by Hegdash. And the case of the Mishnah was that while this Deshin still had Me'ila, someone came along and said, Mei Deshin Ze Alai. And the din of the Mishnah is that since in this case, although it was Nasis Mitzvasa, but still Hegdash needs the Deshin for a different reason, in order to evaluate how much it is, to know how much to Mechayev the person who said, Mei Deshin Ze Alai. In this case, even though it's Nasis Mitzvasa, the Me'ila will not be Paga. In a case where it already did not have Me'ila, and someone said, Mei Deshin Ze Alai, if a person will be Nene from the Deshin, there will not be Me'ila. But since in this case, before the Me'ila was Poka, someone said, Dmei Deshin Ze Alai, that's the reason why the Deshin will retain the Me'ila even after its Nasis Mitzvasa. Therefore, if someone comes along now as Nene from it, he will be Moyal Behegdish. This is the understanding of these Rishonim, and now which the Mishnah says, the Makdash Dishin B'Tchila is Dafka in this case, and this will answer the Kasha of the Achronim, the Kasha of the Karen Erev, from the Gemara in Erechin. Over there, we're talking about a case where the Shor never had Me'ila in the first place. Someone comes along and says, Dmei Shor Ze Olai, the Shor was not Hegdish. Over there, the din of the Braisa is that if someone's going to be Nenef from this Shor, he's not going to be Me'il. It's only in our case where originally the Deshin had Me'ila, and now someone came along and said, Dmei Deshin Ze Olai. That's what the din is going to be, that it retains its Me'ila even after its Nasis Mitzvasa. Now, Tosis over here, in Dibur Maschel HaMakdish Dishayim B'Tchilo, he brings a different Pshat. At first, he brings one Pshat that is talking about Makdish Efer Ki Rosai. We're not referring to the Dishan of the Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Mizbeach HaChitzain. A person is Makdish the ashes from his own oven, and Mishnah is telling us that in that case there is Me'ila. Tosis rejects this because he says, what is the Chiddush? The same person could be Makdish the Zevel of his Ashba. A person could be Makdish anything he wants for Bedek HaBayis. So why should he not be able to be Makdish the ashes of his Kiro? Therefore, Tosis rejects this Pshat. L'maisa Tosis in Yuma, the Tessam HaBayis, it does go with this Mahalach. And the Tosis Yontif on our Mishnah says this is the Pshat of the Rambam as well. The Rambam in the beginning of Perakei Hilchos Me'ila brings the din. He says, Afilu Hikdash Ashba Malei Zevel, Oy Ofar, Oy Efer, Moilim Bekulon. The Rambam says a person can Makdash anything for Bedek HaBayis, even Ofar, even dust, or Efer, even ashes. The Tosis Yontif says this is clearly what the Rambam means when he says Efer. He's referring to our Mishnah. He says, otherwise, the Rambam does not bring anywhere else a possible Pshat in our Mishnah. Akarach, this is what the Rambam means to say over here. The Rambam understands that Mishnah is talking about one who was Makdash Efer Kira. Now what is the Chiddush? As Tosis asks, it's possible a person can be Makdash anything. So in the Chiddush HaGra on the Mishnayis, some versions of Mishnayis have printed on the side the Chiddushim of the Gra. The Konas Ezra over here also brings this Peshem the Gra. He also learns the Pshat in the Mishnah is if one is Makdash Efer Kira. The Goyin adds that the Lashon of Dishain is Mashmah even Efer of a Psila, even the ashes that were left over from a burnt wick, on that also there's Me'ila, and he says this is good for the Chiddush of the Mishnah. One would have thought that these things are Leichazi, they don't have any use, and therefore they have no value. The reason why you would have thought that, the Goyin explains, is because perhaps he could have understood the Reisha of the Mishnah, which says, Dishin Mizbech HaPnimi V'Hamner Leinenin V'Leimoyelin, You could have thought that gufa is because they don't have any shavis, they don't have any value. Kamashmo, that's why the Mishnah is telling us that a makdish nishan betchila meilimba. If one is makdish efer, then there is meal because they do have a value. The din in the ratio of the Mishnah, that dishan mizbech apnim v'amenayro, there is no meal, that's because of a different reason, that's because it's nasis mitzvasa. And Toysa, however, by us, does not go with this mahalach, and therefore he brings another mahalach, l'kachnir l'farish, the mary ba'odam shenot al mitchumas hadeshen la'achar shuhurma v'egdisha, moilom ba'minatayra. The Mishnah is telling us that if one takes from the Trumas HaDeshen after the Haroma, and he's makdashit a new Akdosha, now again it does have Me'ila. This is what Tosis says, and the Achrenim discuss what exactly does Tosis mean. The Lashon of Tosis would be mashab that he's talking about the Trumas HaDeshen itself, after he puts it down next to the side of the Mizbeach, then he's makdashit. That obviously cannot be the Pshat, as the Karen Oira and other Achrenim point out. On that Trumas HaDeshen, we have Exeris HaKos of Vesamai telling us that it still has Me'ila, even though it's not his mitzvasa. So that, even without being makdashit, anyhow it has me'ila. So some achreinim, the Karen Oira, the Chayg Nosan, they learn what Tosis means, and this Tosis is in Yuma, on the Testament Beis, Zira Maschel Vahari, in the second shot, he learns like this as well. Tosis does not mean the Trumas HaDeshen, even though that's the Lashon of Tosis, or rather what he means is, the Deshen that's left over after the Trumas HaDeshen, was left on the Mizbeach, and even though at the time that it's on the Mizbeach, at that point also it has me'ila, according to the Shidda of Rabbi Yechanan. This was machaikas between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan and Davtes. And what it means is that deshen after it was taken out, michutz l'machane, that l'kuliyam, everyone agrees it does not have me'ila after it was taken to the base hadeshen. If at that point he's makdashit once again, then already would have me'ila. He had to have been zeichin at first, it has a din of hefker. If he was zeichin and then makdashit, also would have a din me'ila. The lashon of Taisis again will be difficult. Taisis' lashon is shenotol mitrumas hadeshen lachar shahurmo. This is one mahalach that the Achreinim say, Bidas Tosis. Alternatively, other Achreinim learn, the Oyla Shema, the Zevach Taida, they want to be Magia and Tosis and say that he's not referring to the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzain, rather he's referring to the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Amenoira. This is really the first mahalach which Tosis in Yuma in the Testament Beis goes with. Over there, Tosis brings machlekes between the Ri and the Ritzba, when Ha'er Mishnah says, the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Amenoira Leinenin V'Lei Moyalin. The Ri holds that Ledin Loinenin is only Din Rabbanon. The Ritzba holds that Loinenin is Midereisa. Taisa over there is Mayrechut the Shita of the Ritzba. The Behemshech over there he asks from our Mishnah, according to the Ritzba, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? Hamakdash Dusha and Betchila Moilin by how could it be Chal if it's Osir Bahno Midereisa? The Mashmais of Taisa over there is the Bishnah according to the Ri that the Isra Hanah is only Midrabbanon. We understand that he could be Zeichin it and then be Makdashit. Then already you'll have Me'ila. Mashenkin, according to the Ritzba, that there's Isra Hanami Dereisa, how could he be Zeichin and be Makdashit? So where does the Mishnah mean that there is Me'ila? So that's the first Mahalach of Tosis over there in Yuma. And some Achayim want to learn, that's what Tosis means by us as well. We're talking about being Makdash the Deshin of the Mizbech HaPnimi V'Amenoira. Tosis over there then continues and says, according to the Ritzba, you have to learn that Mishnah means either Makdash Efer Kirasai, which is the first Prat that Tosis brings by us, the Prat that he rejects. Tosis over there says, according to the Ritzba, that's the case. And then Tosis continues, Inami, he brings another pshat, which as we said, is the pshat that other Achoinim want to learn in Tosis Bayos. It's referring to the deshen that was left on the Mizbech after the Trumas HaDeshen. That deshen was then taken, Chutz L'Sholish Machanais, and from when it was Leichin, that deshen, and then he was Makdashit, on that the Mishnah says there is Me'ilo. So to summarize, we had five Mahalchim in this line of the Mishnah, HaMakdash Dushan B'Tchila Meilin Bay. According to Rashi, and this was also brought in the Pirush Kadmain, the Mishnah does not really mean that he did a Hakdosha. The Mishnah is just telling us that even though it says in the Reisha, Dishan Mizbech HaPnim V'Amenoira, Loinen V'Loi Meilin, once he places it down together with the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbech HaChitzain, he efshed L'Lidovik Beiporta, and therefore has Me'ila. We saw two Tzadim and Achoyim had to understand what Rashi means, either if he's Meilin all of it, so never he definitely was Meil from some of the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbech HaChitzain, or alternatively, the other pshat, the Mayim Kedoshim, once he puts it down and he knows that it's going to be a Nesarif together, therefore including him putting it down is really a Maisa HaKdosha. This was one Mahalach. A second Mahalach was brought in the Rabbeinu Gershim and in the Bartanura, and the Pirush Kadmon, which is printed in the back of the Gemara also, is brought by Shem Durosh, the same Mahalach. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a person said, Harei Alai Demei Dishring Zeh, and that the Mishnah says that if someone's Nenah from it, he takes from it for himself, it's not possible anymore to be Meshayer, how much deshen there was over here, that's considered me'ila. We saw the Karen Oyer asks on this from the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara there is reported, this is not considered me'ila, since he was not nene from a chifetz of Hegdish. Although being nene from this deshen is being mafsin Hegdish, that would not be considered me'ila. And that we explained, is Yishayim's stress based on the lashon of the Mishnah Hamakdash Dishin Betchila. We're talking about where a person said Harei Alayd Mei Dishin Zeh before it was Yatsim Medei Meila, and that the Mishnah is telling us even though B'derech Klal Dishin Mizbeach Apnimi VaMenira, once it was taken out of the Heichal, the mitzvah is done with already. It's Nasas Mitzvah, and there's no Meila. In this case, where Hekdash still needs it in order to be Meshayer how much it is, here even after it's removed from the Heichal, it will retain its Meila. The third shot that we brought, Tosis over here in Dibur Maschal HaMagdash, it's his first tie which he rejects. The case of Mishnah is talking about he was Magdash Efer Kirasai. Tosis over here does not like this shot, but Tosis in Yuma does bring it. And we saw that Tosis Yantif says this say Badas the Rambam, and the Gra as well understands this is the shot in the Mishnah. The fourth and fifth Mahalach which we brought were two Sodom and Nachrenim had to learn Tosis Bayas. What Tosis Bayas says is that we're talking about a person who was Magdash the Truma Sadeshen La'achar Shohurmo. Some Achayim learn what Tosis means is not actually the Trumas HaDeshen, rather it's the remainder of the Deshen, which was eventually brought Michutz L'machane. If he's Makdash then it would have Me'ila. Tosis and Yuma brings this in his final Mahalach. Other Achayim learn Tosis Bayas, Aderech the first Mahalach of Tosis and Yuma, they refer to the Deshen of the Mizbech HaPnimi VaMenira, and as Tosis and Yuma is Mavur, this will be telling the Machlekes between the Ri and the Ritzba, whether the Isra known the Mishnah is an Isra Deraisa or Isra Derabanan. If you hold like the read that it's only Nisr Darabanan, then it'll be possible to be Makdash that Deshen. Mashenkin according to the Ritzba that it's Nisr Hanomri Deraisa, would not be possible to be Zeicha and then be Makdash this Deshen. This is the first difficult part in understanding the Pasha Pshat in the Sugya. The second part, which also the Rishenim grapple to understand Pasha Pshat, is where's the Gemara's Kash over here? Gemara says, Bishma Mizbeach Achitzoin, Diksiv Bei Visome Yetzel Mizbeach, Mizbeach Apnimi Minolon. This Shaila Mizbeach HaPnimi Minon is very unclear. What is it that the Mishnah said that we're trying to find a source for? Tosfos here on Dibur Maschil Bishlama begins by saying that at first glance it would seem the Gemara is saying Bishlama we understand why the Dishon of Mizbeach HaChitzen has no Me'ilo because the Pasuk says V'samoy. However, what is the Makar that the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi also does not have Me'ilo? However, Tosfos says this obviously cannot be the Pshat because as we saw earlier the Pasuk of V'samoy is telling us the opposite. That even after the Dishon of Mizbeach HaChitzoin, still dinners that there is Me'ila. This is the exception to the rule, even though it was Nasis Mitzvah, so here the Torah is Megal to us that there's still Me'ila. If so, Tosfos asks, what is it that we do know by the Dishon of Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and we're looking for a Makar to the Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi? Maybe the Gemara simply is looking for the Makar to the Esem Din, that there is such a thing as Dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi. However, Tosfos is bothered, where do we see anything about this from the Mishnah? Kipshut of this child of the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah didn't say anything that there is an avoid of Shumas Hadeshen by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the first pshat which Tosfos brings, and Tosfos and Yuma and Tesla Beis brings this pshat B'Shem Deri, is that the Gemara is asking, Vishnu we understand that there's an avoid of Shumas Hadeshen by the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, because the Pasuk says V'Samay. Enecham, when it comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, we do learn from that word V'Samay, even after the Shumas Hadeshen is done, we don't say that it's Nasas Mitzvah and Ein Meilimbo, rather here the Torah is telling us that there's still Me'ilo. However, the Gemara is asking, as far as the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mashmais of the Mishnah is, after the Dishon is done, so it's Nasas Mitzvah and there's no Me'ilo, the Gemara wants to know, what is the Mekar that there is a Mitzvah B'chal of Shumas Hadeshen, in order to say that after that's done, it's Nasas Mitzvah and there's no longer Me'ilo. And that the Gemara brings the Mekar that there is an Avodah of Shumas Hadeshen, and Me'ilo, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, why after that Mitzvah is done with, there's no longer any Me'ilo. The Maisa, as we said, Tosfos and Yuma brings that the Ri actually goes with this pshat. Tosfos Bayas, however, asks a kasha on this pshat, and that is, if this is the Gemara's Shaila, then the Gemara understood that the Mishnah is telling us that up until the point where the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi was done, there is still Me'ila, because it was not yet Nasas Mitzvah. After the Dishon was done, then already it's Nasas Mitzvah, and there's no longer Me'ila. Tosfos, however, asks on this from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chavav, which says, K'toyres L'achar Shetala Timrosoy, Ein by Mishum Me'ila. Once the Ketaris already raised the pillar of smoke, as Mashma, even before he does the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there's already no Me'ila. You don't have to wait for the Dishon to be considered Nasas Mitzvah. Because of this Kasha, Tosfos Bayas rejects this Pshat. However, the Ri in Tosfos and Yuma, who does go with this Pshat, how is he going to answer this Kasha? So the Tosfos Yeshanu over there in Yuma says, we can answer this Kasha by saying, that Gemara Pesachim is referring to the Hano of the Reach of the Ketaris. Once it's Talatim Rosay, then when there's no Hanof, one smells and enjoys the smell of the Keteris. However, Agmar is talking about one had Hanof from the Keteris itself, not just from the Reach. He took the Keteris and he used it for his own benefit, on that there's still Me'ila. The Tezah Shanim over there explains, why is it that on the Reach there's no Me'ila, after it's Talatim Rosay, First, he says, because l'nita toyer l'malocha yashareis, it's inevitable that someone will be nana from that smell, and therefore it's not osur. Furthermore, he says, because really, kol mara ureyach ein by mishum me'ila, since it's ein by mamish, it's something intangible, it does not have me'ila midaraisa, the whole me'ila over here will be midarabanon, therefore once it's nasis mitzvasa, once the ikar mitzvah was done with already, then already there is no me'ila. So even though on the deshin itself, if it won't be nana from it, there will still be me'ila until it's nasis mitzvasa, because there is a mitzvah of dishn mizbeach apnimi. Now is the Gemara Shaila by us, what is the makar that there is that such a mitzvah? But Hakapam, as far as the Breach, that the Gemara Psachim says, once it's Tal Tzim Rasi, there's no longer Me'ilah. Hakapam Taisus by us then continues, and he says, maybe the Gemara Shaila is, where is the makar that there is a mitzvah of Dishin on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Not that this is necessary in order to be Mitzim Midei Me'ilah, as Taisus quoted for the Gemara Psachim Chavov, Mishu Tal Tzim Rasi, there's already no Me'ilah. The Gemara's Kash is not related to the Din Me'ilah, the Gemara Sam asking, what is the makar that there is a mitzvah of Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi? Somehow the Gemara saw in the Mishnah that there is such a mitzvah, and the Gemara wanted to know what is the makar to this. Tosfos rejects this pshat as well. If the Gemara's discussion is not related to Me'ilah, it's time a question, what is the makar that there is such a mitzvah? So why does the Gemara quote the pasuk of V'samay for Dishin Mizbeach HaChitzayin? It should have brought the pasuk of Ahir Mesadeshin, which is the Ikar mitzvah of Dishin Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And furthermore, Tosfos asks, when it comes to the menorah, the Gemara here, Behemshach is Mavur, that we're looking for a makar for the menorah as well. That also is a beferish apostolic, Beitiva Saneris. Hatava Saneris includes Dishain, the removal of the remnants of the previous day's Hadlaka. Why does Gemara not bring that apostolic? So Taisa rejects this chat as well, and he brings a third possibility. The Gemara is not looking for a makar for the Ikar Dishain of Mizbech HaPnimi Vamanera, rather the Gemara is looking for a makar specifically about where the Dishain has to be placed. Now where did the Gemara see anything in the Mishnah about this that the Gemara asks me Nalan? So Taisa explains, the Gemara understood that the Mishnah's Mavur, that the Dishin of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah do not have Mila, and the Mishnah's Mashma that the Dishin of the Mizbech HaChitzayin, if it would be in that same place, then there would be Me'ila. If the Dishin of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah would not be on the side of the Mizbech, and it would be the base of Deshin, Chutzmi Shalish Machanais, the place where the rest of the Deshin of the Mizbech HaChitzayin was brought after the Tumas HaDeshin was done, if that was the place where the Dishin of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah were brought, and that the Mishnah is telling us that that Deshin does not have Me'ilah, but the Mashmais is that the Deshin of Mizbech HaChitzayin in that same place does have Me'ilah, that already cannot be, because the Deshin of Mizbech HaChitzayin, we know that once it's brought Mechutz L'Machaneh, there is no longer Me'ilah. So the Gemara saw in the Mishnah itself that the Deshin of Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah also was placed on the side of the Mizbech, and therefore the Deshin of Mizbech HaChitzayin, which was in that same place, did have Me'ilah. And that the Gemara is asking, what is the Mekar to this, that the Deshin of Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah were also placed on the side of the Mizbech? This is the final pshat of Tosfos, which he goes with L'maisa. This is the shak of Tai of the Gemara to find the makar that the deshin of Mizbech HaPnimi and the deshin of the Menorah had to be placed bedafka next to the Mizbeach. Now the Mefarish over here, as well as the Pirish Kadmai, they L'maisa learn along the lines of this last pshat of Tosfos, that what we're looking for is the makar where the deshin of Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah get placed. However, it's for a whole different reason. It's the Shitas of the way they learn the Mishnah, Hamakdish Dushim Betchila Meilin Ba. It means that even though the Dushim Mizbech HaPnimi VaMenorah, when it was removed, it did not have Me'ilah, but once it was placed down next to the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbech HaChitzayin, that already did have Me'ilah, since it's all in this Dabik together. So that's what the Gemara was looking for in Makar over here. How do we know that the Dushim of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah get placed in the same spot as the Trumas HaDeshen, for the Mishnah to be able to say that eventually there will be Me'ilah on the Dushim Mizbech HaPnimi and the Menorah? Because in the end it's Nesarah together with the Trumas HaDeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So this is the Mahalach of the Mefarish over here in the Pirush Kadmain. But the Maisa Rav Yishem did not learn this way. They don't learn that subchar in the Mishnah of Hamakdash Dishin Betchila. And therefore the Shaka Vatai over here as well in the Gemara, they learn otherwise. And the other pshat in our Gemara, which has a lot of discussion in the Achrinim, is that which places his Marach very much in Numan and Tesla Mabez, Vashem the Rizba. The Shita of the Rizba is that when our Mishnah says Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi, Leinanin of Leimoyalin, the din of Leinanin is a din deiraisa. He quotes to Yushalmi, which brings a Joshua for this, the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi has Isser Hanomi deiraisa. And the Tzwa goes further to say that even Dishim Mizbech HaChitzayin also, that which we know from the Pasuk of Visamay, that we don't say that since it's Nasas Mitzvasa in Moyalin Boy, and there still is an Isser after the Mitzvah is done. However, the Ritzvah says it's an Isser Hanomi deiraisa, but it's not the Isser of Mila. So the Maisa, according to the Ritzvah, there really is no chilik between Dishim Mizbech HaChitzayin and Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi, both of them have an Isser Hanami Dereisa, and both do not have Me'ilah. And he explains, this is the Gemara Shaila over here. Bishnah, we know that Dishim Mizbech HaChitzayin has a mitzvah of Visamoy, and Enechami would know that after that mitzvah is done, there's still an Isser Hanna. However, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, we don't know Bechal there's a mitzvah, so the Chayesh Binasa's mitzvah is already even before the Dishim is done, and surely we don't know that even after the Dishim is done, there's still an Isser Hanna Midiraisa. Therefore, the Gemara is looking for a pasuk to tell us that there is a mitzvah of Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, and even though the Maisa, the Gemara doesn't bring any drasha to tell us that there's still an Isser Hanna Midiraisa, that way the Gemara is a Seimech that you learn from Dishim is Be'ach HaChitzain, either from a Kavachemer, which is one side of the Yushalmi, or the other Mahalchim had to learn over there in the Yushalmi, that Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi has an Isra Hanna even after the Dishim is done already. That the Gemara didn't bother to tell us. The Gemara just wants to know where is the Makar B'chal, there's a mitzvah of Dishim. Once there is already, then we understand that it's the same as Dishim is Be'ach HaChitzain. On both of them, it was Nischadish, that even after the mitzvah is done, although there's no Me'ilah, there still is an Isra Hanna Midiraisa. The Hemshach over there in Taisus and Yuma, he's Mavur. Even according to the Ritzvah, there is one difference between Dishim is Be'ach HaChitzain and Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi. As far as when the Me'ilah goes off, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi, once it's Talat and Masech, there's really no longer Me'ilah. Again, as far as Isra Hanna Midiraisa, that it retains even after the Dishim is placed next to the Mizbeach. But as far as when the Me'ilah goes off, Dishim is Be'ach HaPnimi is from when it's Talat and Masech, Mashengen Dishim is Be'ach HaChitzain, it's only after the Trumas HaDeshen was done. Taisus there explains, what is the Chiluk? He says, because the Trumas HaDeshen of Mizbeach HaChitzain, that the Pasuk says you need Big Day Kahuna, therefore it's considered an Avodah. If it's considered an Avodah, it's not as mitzvasa. As far as the Isra Me'ilah, that's only after the Trumas HaDeshen was done already. Mashenkin Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, that we don't have a Pasuk to tell us that it's considered an Avodah, it does not require Big Day Kahuna, therefore it's very considered Nasas Mitzvasa Mishatala Timrasa, although there's still an Isra Hanna Midiraisa, even after it's placed next to the Mizbeach. But as far as the Me'ilah is concerned, that is a Chiluk. The Trumas HaDeshen of Mizbeach HaChitzain is considered an Avodah. If it's not necessary, Mitzvah L'inyan Me'ilah until after that Avodah is done, Mashenkin Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's not an Avodah, it does not require Big Day Kuna, therefore it's very necessary Mitzvah before that. Ha'akapayim L'inyan Enu, to get back to Ersugya, the Gemara's Shaila Bishmal Mizbeach HaChitzain, according to the response, the Gemara's question is, and now which it says in the Mishnah, that Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi L'inyan V'lay Me'ilin, that's the Isser Dereisa, according to the Ritzvah. That the Gemara wants to know, what is the Makar B'chal that there's a mitzvah of Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi? It'd only be possible to learn a din that there's an Isser Hanna Midiraisa on Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi, only after you know that it's the same as Mizbeach HaChitzain, that it also has a mitzvah as Dishon. And the what comes out of that Tosfos in Yuma is that there's machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzvah. According to the Shita of the Ri, once the Dishim of Mizbeach HaPnimi is done already, there's no Isser Hanna Midiraisa, the Mishnah is only an Isser Hanna Midarabanan. However, before the Dishin is done, then there's still Me'ilah. The Me'ilah is not Pakam Mishatala Timrasa, as we explained before. That's only as far as the Din Reach. But as far as being Nenef in the Dishin itself, there is Me'ilah until the Mitzvah is done with and it's placed in the side of the Mizbeach. According to the Ritzvah, he argues on one hand Lekula and one hand Lechumra. He argues Lechumra that even after it's placed next to the Mizbeach, there's still an Isra Hanami Dereisa. But as far as Me'ilah is concerned, he argues Lekula. He says once it's Tala Timrasa, there's already no Me'ilah. And as far as that which the Ri holds, that there is still Me'ilah on Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi until it's placed next to the Mizbeach. So there is a Tzad and Achayin that he actually argues on the Ritzvah and holds that the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi also requires Big Day Kahuna. If so, it's also considered an Avodah, as not yet Nasas Mitzvah Sal Inyan Me'ilah until after the Mitzvah is done with. There is, however, another Tzad to say that the Ri perhaps could be masculine, that there's no Din Big Day Kahuna, and Besim Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi would not be considered an Avodah. And although for something to be considered Hegdish, to get a Din Karche Hashem, would have to be that it's Eimed for Avodis to be done with it, not Stam Mitzvahs, rather something which has to be considered an Avodah. Here, however, the Kedusha of Ktiris is definitely a Kedusha of Karche Hashem. It required Avodis to be done with it, Avodis of Ktiris, which has to be Dafka B'Kohanim and with Big Day Kahuna, so it definitely had a shame of Karche Hashem. Now really the question is it called Nasis Mitzvasa? The Ri holds, even if the only thing that's left to be done is not something which is classified as an Avodah, it's not a mitzvah, but that already would be enough to be considered that it's not considered Nasas Mitzvasa, and it would not be Paka, the shame of Kodesh Hashem, it will still have Me'ilah. This is another possible tzad to understand the machlokes between the Ri and the Ritzvah. Rak upon to summarize the Mahalchim that we have in the Gemara's Shaila over here, in Taisus we had three Mahalchim, the first Mahalch of Taisus was that the Mishnah was Mashmir, that there still is Me'ilah up until the point of Nasas Mitzvasa. And that the Gemara wanted to know what is the Makar that this Bechal Mitzvah of Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi Vamineira. Taisus rejected this trap because of the Gemara Psachim, which is Mavur, Mishatal Timrasi, there's already no Me'ilah. We saw that the Ri and Taisus and Yuma does go with this Mahalach, and we said a Teres from the Taisus Zishonim. The Din of Mishatal Timrasi is only the Gabi Hanov Reach, not the Gabi Hanov from the Dishin itself. The second pshat that Tosfos by us brings is the Gemara is not going to get to Me'ilah. Stam Gemara saw in the Mishnah that there's a mitzvah of Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi. That Gemara wants to know what is the Makar. Tosfos rejected this as well. The Igor Taina on this pshat was, why does the Gemara have to look for a Makar for addition of the Menorah? That's a Beferish Pasuk. And the final pshat was Tosfos by us goes the Maisa, that we're looking for a Makar where the Dishum has to be placed. As Tosfos explains, the Mashmaisa of the Mishnah is that the Dishum Mizbeach HaChitzayim, which is in the same place as the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Menorah, on that it would be Me'ilah. Akarcha, you see the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Menorah were next to the Mizbeach. That's what one wants to know. Where is the Makar? That's the place for the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah. We saw the Mefarish learns al derech this, but for a whole different Mahalach, because the way he understands the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, the Makdash Dishum Betchila Meilim Bay, that's because the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah are Nesarif together with the Dishum Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Therefore, the one wants to know, where is the Makar that they're placed in the same location? And finally, the last job which we brought from Tosfos and Yuma, B'Shem Neritzba, and now which the Mishnah says, Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Menorah Leinenin, which means an Isser Deraisa, in order for us to learn there's an Isser Deraisa, just like Trumas Hadeshna Mizbeach HaChitzayin, you first have to know there is a mitzvah of Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Menorah. That Gemara wants to know, what is the Makar to this mitzvah? Now before we move on, we'll just mention briefly an important aside from the Brisker Rav. This is in a Sefer Al-Rambam Hilchos Tfilim U'Musafim on page 80. He's coming over there to answer Akasha on the Pshat of the Ri in Er Sugya. As he said, Tosfos and Yuma brings the first pshat Tosfos by us, which Tosfos rejects. He goes with that Mahalach and he brings that B'Shem the Ri. The Kasha that Tosfos asked on the first pshat is from the Gemara Psachim, that means Yotal Tum Rasi, there's no Me'ilah. However, the Kasha that Tosfos asks B'Hemshech on the second Mahalach of Tosfos is really Kasha on the Ri as well. If we're looking for the Makar, for the Mitzvah of Dishon, so where is it going to have to try to find the Makar for the Dishon of the Menorah? That's what Beferish Pasik Betiva Saneris. This Kasha will remain difficult on the Ri. And the Brisker Rav comes to answer this, and he says an important yisoid. He says the Dishon of the Menorah really involves two separate dinim. Firstly, it's a Hatava Saneris, like the Lashon of the Pasuk, Betiva Saneris. However, the Brisker Rav explains that's really a Hachana, preparation being made to the Neris for the next time you're going to light them. Besides it, there's also a Din Dishon on the leftover, on the remnants of the previous day's Hadlaka. So although there is a Pasuk of Betiva Saneris, that would not be an explanation why, as far as the Menorah, it's not considered Nasis Mitzvahs until you do the Dishon. That would only be if there's a din dishon mitzad what's left over from the previous hadloka. Just like the dishon of Mizbeach HaChitzayin and the dishon of Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's the final avodah which is done with their karbonos or with the k'tayres, and therefore it's not considered nasas mitzvahs until it is done. As far as the menorah as well, only if there's a din dishon mitzad the leftover of the previous hadloka, that will make it that it's not yet nasas mitzvahs until that dishon is done. Agama, which is looking for an explanation why it's not considered nasas mitzvahs until after the dishon, the Gemara would not be able to bring that pasuk of Be'etivya Saneris. The Gemara would have to look for a Makar that is a din dishon mitzad was left over from the previous day's hadlaka. This is what the Gemara means to say over here. Minoyra minolon. What's the Makar that Minoyra also has dishon? That the Gemara says, we learn deshen hadeshen. The Riskov explains, what we're learning from this drasha is a din dishon on the previous day's hadlaka to remove what's left over from the previous day, similar to the din of Trumas Hadeshen of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. We learn that Minoyra also has a similar din. Only after we have this drasha do we now understand why it's not considered Nasis Mitzvasa until the addition of the Menorah is done. One can take a look over there in the Brisker Rav, he has Nerichos on this Inyan. I'll just mention one other point that he says over there. As far as the Shita of the Ritzba, which we discussed in Tosfos and Yuma, he's Mechayg between the addition of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the addition of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. The addition of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin is not Yotzim De Me'ilah until you do the Trumas HaDeshen, because that's an Avodah and involves Big Day Kahuna. Meshaken, as far as the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, since it does not require Big Day Kahuna, therefore it's already considered Nasis Mitzvasa even before the Dishon is done, it's Yotzim De Me'ilah. It does have an Isser Hanah Deraisa, as the Ritzba says, but as far as Me'ilah is concerned, that's a chilek between the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Now, as far as the Menorah, that the Ritzba over there does not address, the Mishnah Lamelech, in Per Gimel Hilchos Tfilin U'Musaf and Halacha Yud Beis, quotes B'Shem the Tosfos that both Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi and Dishon of the Menorah do not require Big Day Kahuna. However, the Brisker Rav is matmiya on this. He's mechech that surely Hatavas Haneris does require a kain with Big Day Kahuna. And he says, Tosfos really never says this. He only says as far as Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. He doesn't say that Dishon of the Menorah does not require Big Day Kahuna. And the Brisker Rav explains that what Tosfos means is that surely the Dishon of the Menorah does require Big Day Kahuna. But that's not mechech the din of Dishon, rather it's mechech the din of Hatavas Haneris. As the Brisker Rav explained, Hatavas Haneris really involves two aspects. It's preparing it, it's the hachana for the next day, that's the hatava, and that does require a kain with Big Day Kahuna. It also at the same time involves a dishon, that dishon is not considered an avodah which requires bigdei kahuna. The dishon of the menorah is comparable to the dishon mizbeach apnimi, and not like the dishon mizbeach achitzain. Therefore, as far as meila is concerned, the dishon of the menorah is the same as the dishon mizbeach apnimi. Even before the dishon is done, it's already yotzei midei meila because it's considered nasas mitzvasa. That which does require bigdei kahuna, that's only because of the hatovas haneiris aspect in it. And if that's not a reason to say that it wasn't yet nasas mitzvasa. So this is a chashuv insight from the Biskarov, which amongst other things he uses to explain these two nakudais, to answer the kasha of Tosis on the Ri, and to explain the shita of the Ritzbah. Now continue on, the Gemara discusses the machaikas between the Chacham and Reb Shimon about Torim Shalei Giyazman and whether they have Me'ila. The Mishnah at the bottom of Yir Aleph from Abayz wrote the shita of the Chachamim, Torim Shalei Giyazmanam, B'nayonim Sha'over Zmanam, L'inenin V'lei Mayalin. And here in the Afil Beis of Meralef, the Mishnah brings the sheet of Reb Shimon that Torim Shalei Giyazman on Moilin Behem. The Gemara says we understand the sheet of Reb Shimon. He holds that one is even over the Loisa Seir of Shchutei Chutz on something which is Mechutz Rezman. For example, Oisei Ve'esbenoi, if one shechted the mother that day and the Vlad cannot be shechted, it's Mechutz Rezman. If he shechted the Vlad Bechutz, although there is no Chiv Karis for Shchutei Chutz, but he is over the Lav since it's Roi Lachar Zman. So if something which is roi lachar zman is considered enough roi to be chayiv mishum shchutei chutz, we understand also that it has me'ila. However, according to the Rabbanan, the Gemara is bothered, why should it not be me'ila on Torim Shalei Giyazmanom, ma'ishlami mechusr zman, which as Rashi and Rabbi Gershom explain over here, the Gemara's kasha is, from the did of mechusr zman, nichnas ladir lehisaser, we see that Kedushas Aguf kabichal on a behema less than 8 days old, even though it's mechusr zman, there's already me'ila, so why should Torim Shalei Giyazmanom be any different? So on this, the Chacham answered, "Mechusr zman midi dehavi abal mum debar pidyon hu, avahani oifais kiven de ein mum poisel ba oifais ein la oifais pidyon." When it comes to behemoth, mechusr zman have meila, since if they have a mum, they would be roi for pidyon. Mashen kein oifais when they're mechusr zman, they do not have meila. That's because if they would have a mum, they would not be roi for pidyon. Now the Karen over here is bothered. What is the terrace of the Gemara? It would seem the Gemara is saying the reason why there's Me'ila and Mechusr Zman by Behema, that's because of the Kedusha's Dhamim which the Behema has. And yes, when one is Maktish and Mechusr Zman, Kedusha's Haguf is Chal on the Behema, not just Kedusha's Dhamim, and Eifus as well, when he's Maktish, Tayim Shalai Giyazmanom, also the Karnari says Kedusha's Haguf is Chal. And as far as the Kedusha's Guf, they're equal, both of them are not Roy right now, but Lachar Zman they will be Roy. So if a Behema Mechusr Zman has Me'ila because it's going to be Roy Lachar Zman, Tayyim Shalai Giyazmanim also should have Me'ila for the same reason. So the Karnaru explains that the sheet of the Chacham who argue in Rav Shimon, they hold that in order for Kedusha, whether it's Kedusha's Aguf or Kedusha's Domim, in order for that Kedusha to bring a din Me'ila, it has to be that Kedusha could be materialized right now. And if even though Kedusha's Aguf is Chal on this Behemim Mechus Hazman or Tayyim Shalai Giyazmanim, mitzad that Kedusha's Aguf, since the goal of this Kedusha's Aguf is that it itself be brought as a carbon, and right now that goal cannot be realized, so that would not be a reason that it should have Me'ila. However, since the Behemah also has Kedusha's Domim, meaning besides that which it has a Kedusha which it itself is supposed to be brought for a carbon, it also contains another Kedusha that its value is supposed to be used towards bringing a carbon, that Kedusha can potentially be realized right now if at any moment it will get a mum, it will be able to sell it and use the money to buy another carbon and be makir of that carbon right now. Therefore, it's a Kedusha's Domim which has potential right away. Therefore, that Kedusha can't bring about Me'ila. Since there's no way to be paid to them, even if they'll get a mum, they don't have pidyon. So the Kedusha that has is only that it itself should be brought as a carbon. And for that Kedusha, it's not Roy right now. The other type of Kedusha that its value should be used towards bringing a carbon, that an Eif doesn't have because there's no way to be paid to it and bring another one. That's why the Chacham holds, Tayyim Shalai Giyazmanim do not have Me'ila, because its Kedusha is not Roy for right now. The sheet of Reb Shimon, the Karen Ari explains, is that even a Kedusha which is not Roy for right now, since it's Roy La'achar Zman, that also could bring about a din Me'ila, just like Reb Shimon holds the Gavi Shchutei Chutz, you could mechayev a lav for shechting something which is not Roy, if La'achar Zman it will be Roy. The Gavi Me'ila as well, Reb Shimon holds, a Kedusha which is not Roy for right now, but La'achar Zman it will be Roy, that Kedusha also can bring about a din Me'ila. Now the way the Karen Ari learns the Gemara, and he makes this point very clear, even Tayyim Shalei Giyazmanim, when one is Makdish them, Kedusha Saguf is Chal, just since it's a Kedusha Saguf, which right now is not right for Akrova, therefore there is no Me'ila. He brings two rayas to this, that Kedusha Saguf is Chal on these Eifais. First he says, from now which the Gemara is Bevur, that according to Reb Shimon, one will be over Lav if Yishachs them Bachutz, obviously they had Kedusha Saguf. Apparently the Karen Ari did not want to learn that this Gufa is Machlikis between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, If we see with Reb Shimon that there is kedushas aguf, now Reb Shimon holds that he's over a lav of yishachsam b'chutz, there will be muchach in the chacham as well that there is kedushas aguf. And secondly, the Karnar says, if only kedushas dam v'schal in these times shal yigiyaz manom, how could the Gemara say that they wouldn't have pidyon? He quotes the Taisus in Menachos Daf Kuf on Mabeis Dibur Maschal Ha'ifos, which is mavur that if one is makdish oifos only kedushas dam, not kedushas aguf, then even oifos have pidyon. So Akarach over here, these times shal yigiyaz manom do have kedushas aguf, and therefore Akarach yafsu mechak, where the Karnar says that even something which has kedushas aguf, but if it's not right now for Akrova, it would not have meila according to the Chachamim. Now, Sasemas, however, is a Madaik in Rashi, and this is Madaik a few times in Rashi, and Dibur Maschal El Lerabonon, and Dibur Maschal Amri. The Rashi holds that Toyim Shleg Yezmanom, there is no Kedushas Aguf Chal at all. That's what the Gemara means to be Mechalik, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, is the Chalik between Behemoth and Oifes. Behemoth's Kedushas Aguf can be Chal on a Mechusra's man, but Shenki and Toyim Shleg Yezmanom, Kedushas Aguf is not Chal at all, which is not like the way the Karen Ari is learning. Rabbi Negarishim and in the Bartanua on this Mishnah, they're also Mashm like this. The Kedushas Aguf is not chal on time shalai giyaz manom. Now, according to this, the Svar of the Gemara to be mechalik between behemis and oifes, and this is Mashmais of Rashi, he uses the lashon of migu, that when it comes to a behema, we find already a behema which has Kedushas Aguf, even though it itself is not roi for akrova. When it had Kedushas Aguf and then became a balmum. Once we find such a Kedushas Aguf, then we could also say that mechus is minus Kedushas Aguf, even though right now it's not roi la akrova. But shaking by Oifus, where we don't find the Kedushas Aguf, which is not Roi La Krova, since Mumma do not pass by Oifus, so we don't have any precedent to say that there could be a Kedushas Aguf, which is not Roi La Krova, therefore Mechusra's man as well, Tayyim Shleigiyaz Manom, will not be Chanam Kedushas Aguf. As far as that which the Karen Ayra asked, that according to Rav Shimon, these Tayyim Shleigiyaz Manom definitely would have Kedushas Aguf, for now which the Gemara's Mavur, that Badas Rav Shimon, you would be over alive if you Shachtam Bachutz, Rashi would have to say, Eichnam, that's Dafka according to Rav Shimon. Since according to Rav Shimon, Roi La'achar Zman is enough of a reason to be chayv Mishom Shchita Schutz, it's also enough of a reason to say that the Kedusha could be chal. Mashenki and according to the Rabbanon, they hold the fact that it's Roi La'achar Zman, that would not be enough of a reason to say that the Kedusha is chal. So this itself, whether Kedusha is a guf could be chal in these times, Shleigi Yezmanom, would be telling the machaykas from Shimon and the Rabbanon. There is, however, a strong kasha which Sasemis asks on this mahalach, and that is if you say that the Kedusha was not chal at all, what is the plan now which the Mishnah says, Leinenin v'leimayalin? Why should there even be an Isser Hanami Drabanan if there is no Kedusha at all? This kasha will leave B'tzarachiyun. Now continue on, the Gemara brings the Memra Amar Ula Amar Rav Yechanan, Kachrim Shemesu Yotzim Udei Milo Dvar Taira. And this Rav Chizda asked, V'chi Kedusha Shebehem Laheichan Holcha, and he answered back that it's no different from the case of the Mishnah, B'nei Yena Sha'over Zmanon, they also din as that there's no Mi'ilo, so Kachrim Shemesu have a similar din. The Gemara then continues, Amar Lein Madina Lecha Diko Milo Midrabanan, there are a few pshatim over here in the Rishonim. Taisus and Dibur Masel v'chikidusha has a few mahalchim. I'll go with the maskana of Taisus, which seems to be the most pasha pshat, and that is, if Chizda says back to Ulo that I'm moided to the klal of kachim shemesu yotzum midei mila dvar teira. However, his kasha was, mashmai says that there's no mila midei reisa, but there is mila midei rabbanon. And since Ulam Rebechnam was not mechalik between different types of karbonis, Mashmai says even Kachri Kalim have Me'ilah Midrabanan, and that he was asking how could it be that if originally he didn't have Me'ilah Bechlal, when it was still alive and ready for a carbon, Kachri Kalim did not have Me'ilah, how could it be that now that it dies, now there's already Me'ilah Midrabanan? So to this, the Gemara asks under Chizda, Veloi v'ha'ika dam, to make her less be Me'ilah ul'besayf isba Me'ilah. We find already such a thing by dam, it didn't have Me'ilah originally, L'besayf, after it's Yotzal Nachal Kidron, it does have Me'ilah. So to this, my answer is, Dam is not a Raya. Hosam nam ikam milo me'ikara. Dam rava makiz dam, l'behimas kodshim, osar ba'no umayilim ba'i. There is a possibility of Me'ilah and Dam me'ikara. If one is makiz dam from the behima, in that case, there will be Me'ilah and Dam. Therefore, it's not difficult. The Awish says Me'ilah after the Dam is Yotzal Nachal Kidron. Rashi over here, Dibur Maschal ha'makiz dam, as well as in Taisis with the same Dibur Maschal, they both say that this dam which is drawn from the behemoth not through Shechita is not ready for Kapara. So though we have a drasha of the Kapara Nesativ V'loy L'me'ila on Yer Aleph Amid Aleph, that's only dam which is ready for Kapara. This dam which is not ready for Kapara, there is Me'ila on it. And Rashi adds further that it has a din Choshev Kegufa de behemoth. The reason why it has Me'ila is because it's considered part of the rest of the behemoth. Obviously we're talking about Kochi Kochim where the rest of the behemoth does have Me'ila. The other din is that the dam also has Me'ila. So even though this dam really is not roi for anything, still we don't say that as far as this dam is concerned, it's like kachum shemesu, it has no use, and therefore it will be yotum de mi'ilo, as it's considered a chelik of the rest of the behema, since the rest of the behema is still roi for kapara, it's not kachum shemesu, this dam also will have mi'ilo on it. This is how the Karen Ayur explains in Dibur Masal Cholava Mugdoshim, as well as the Stipler in the Kilus Yaakov and Mi'ilo Simon Yud Beis. They're bothered by this question, why don't we say that the dam hakaza is like kachum shemesu? And this is the answer, since it's a chilik of the rest of the carbon, and the rest of the carbon is still roi for kapara, if on this dam also there's still me'ilo. The Stipler stresses this is a chiddush because once the dam is separated from the rest of the animal, there is no kesher anymore between the two, it's not a chilik of the carbon anymore, so why should there be me'ilo, it should have a din of kachum shemesu, so he's mechiach over there, he brings rayas, even after a chilik of the hem is separated from the rest, it's still considered part of the carbon. And further over there, the Stipler says, in truth, this whole question, whether there should be a din of kachum shemesu, and therefore there should not be me'ilo, the question is really dependent on a machoikis rishenim, what is the din me'ilo over here on dam hakaza? Kipruta, it's a din me'ilo midereisa. Taisa over here in the end of Dibur Maschal v'chi kedusha, he says, beferish that there's me'ilo even min atayra b'makiz dam. The Chayinim also quoted Rabbein Yoyne in Brachas Daflamer Aleph, who says beferish as well, that makiz dam has me'ilo midereisa. There is, however, a Taisus in Yuman and Tesam Abiz, Dibur Maschal Hu, Taisa over there had it sat to say that the meal is only midrabanan. If so, the Stipler says that it's only midrabanan, then it's not a kasha, that it should be like kachum shemesu, since kachum shemesu themselves also have me'ilo midrabanan. In the Sefer Evan Ha'ozel from Rabbisar Zalman Meltzer, in Perek Beis Hochas Me'ilo Halach Yer Aleph, he says an interesting chiddush, why this dam does not have a din of kachum shemesu, which should be yotzim de me'ilo. He says the same way with an instrument, a person could draw blood from the animal, so too he could use an instrument to infuse the dam back into the behema. Therefore the dam does not get a din of kachum shemesu. The problem with this pshat would be, however, if so, that it's possible to be put back, and then ready could be used for the kapara of the carbon, he could put it back before he does shchita, and he could be mekabel that dam at mizayker on the mizbeach, so why is it not included in the joshua of the kapara of leila me'ilo? We saw both Rashi and Taisus on Mavur, the reason why there is me'ilo on this dam, and it's not included in the joshua, is because this dam is not ready for kapara. If, however, you could put it back, then the chayot is ready for kapara, so why shouldn't this dam also be included in the joshua of the kapara of leila me'ilo? So Rabbi Zalman himself points this out, and he explains that the joshua of the kapara of leila me'ilo is only after the behemah had shchita already. Once the behemah had shchita, now already the dam is omid for kapara, there is nismay from the din me'ilo, from the joshua of the kapara of leila me'ilo. However, if one takes out dam before the behemah had shchita, even if it could be put back, and therefore we consider it part of the behemah, the mice of the behemah did not yet have a shchita, therefore this dam would not be excluded from the joshua of the kapara of leila me'ilo. So at the same time, it is considered part of the carbon, it does not have a din of kachum shemesu, but it doesn't have the joshua either of the kapara of leila me'ilo because the behemah did not yet have shchita. Now there is a ha'ar over here, Rashi and Dibur Maschal Hamakiz Dam is meduyik, and Rabbeinu Gershom says the same, as well as in the Pirush Kadmain, the first Kadmain from the Sefer Pirush Shnei Kadmainim, they all say a similar lashon, and that is, the kivan de lechazi lezrika choshev kegufa de behema. The reason why there's me'ilo over here is because it's not roi for zrika, and therefore they say it's choshev kegufa de behema. Now, these are two separate points. The first point is why this is not included in the drasha of the kapara of leila me'ilo. And that the answer is because this dam is not roi for kapara. A second point would be that this dam is a chelik of the guf of the behema, as opposed to cholov and beitzim, where the din is loinen and loy meilin, and the Gemara explains the chelik is, as far as dam, loy miskayemis b'loy dam, mashenkin cholov and beitzim, it can't be niskayim without these, therefore these there is no mila, mashenkin dam there is. So that point, that dam is choshev kegufa de behema, is also a necessary point to explain why there's me'ilo. However, where is the pshat in these rishonim who are meduyik, that these two points are connected one to another? They don't simply say that it's leichazi lezrika and it's choshev kegufa de behema, or they put it together and they say kivan leichazi lezrika, therefore choshev kegufa de behema. What is the pshat in this line of the rishonim? So in the sefer Mincha Shleima, a contemporary sefer from Harav Mordechai Linzer Shlita, he explains this point and he says, we know there's a Rashi in Zvachim Yud Gimel Amud Beis, as well as a Menachas Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which explains what is the Yisayt of Avodas Shchita. Rashi says the Yisayt is to be Mevar the Chilik Gavoya from the Chilik of the Hedyet. It's similar to the Avodah of Kmitza, where you're separating one Kaimitz from the rest of the Mincha. He's separating the Chilik which is going to go to Gavoya from the rest of the Mincha. And therefore he explains over there, when a Shchita is done to a Behema, he's separating the dam from the rest. So it's hard to say that there will be Me'ilah on this dam, is not because it's a chelik of the rest of the behema. To the contrary, he bedafka separated from the rest of the behema. Now has its own din. It's now roi for zriga on the mizbeach. It's hard to say that it would have meilas because it's something which is kotshei Hashem. It's supposed to go on the mizbeach. Now we have a mir from the pasuk telling us that it's only lekapar of leila meila. This dam which is designated from the mizbeach is nismay from the ila. And one does hakazas hadam. However, he's not doing a shchita, so he's not being mevar this dam from the rest of the behema. He's not setting it aside, making it roi legavaya. Here, the reason why this dam has meila is not for the same reason that the dam zrika would have had meila. There it would have had din meila because of its own dinim, not because it's a chelik of the rest of the behema. Here, this dam hakazah which does have meila, it's for a different reason. It's because it's a chelik of the behema. Since when he extracted this dam, it was not for the purpose of doing zrika, so he's not being mevarid, he's not setting it aside from the rest of the behema, the way which is done with dam shchuta. Therefore, there's meila on this dam. It is the pshat in the lashon of Rashi and Rishonim, the kivan d'lechazi lezrika, choshev kegufa de behema. They explain the reason why there's meila over here is because it's a chelik of the behema. That's only because it was extracted in a way that it's not roi for zrika. Hashem, when it's extracted through shchita, it is not considered kegufa de behema. And the reason why I need a pasuk to tell us that there's no meila is not because they would have thought there's meila because it's gufa de behema. Rather, you would have said it has meila for a different reason, because it itself is kotshei Hashem, it's something which is destined to go on the mizbeach. That's the drasha of the kapar of leila meila, to say it does not have meila machmas that reason. I've just finished with one final point. In the Sefer Minchas of Raman Zvachim and Daf Pei Vav, he quotes B'Shem the Briskerov. Another answer to this question, why don't we say that Dam HaKazah does not have Me'ilah because of the din of Kachim Shemesu? So he says over there, Teretz, when it says in Makas Dam L'Behemes Kachim Moilim Bay, it doesn't mean that the Dam itself has Me'ilah after he did the HaKazah, rather the actual Maisa HaKazah itself is considered a Me'ilah. Since he's being Pegeya, he's harming the animal by taking Dam out of it, the Maisa HaKazah itself is considered a Maisa of Me'ilah. Chai, we could point out over here, according to this strat, it really would depend why he's doing the HaKazah. Sometimes HaKazah Saddam is done for the sake of the behemoth itself, to benefit it. If that's why he's doing it, then it definitely would not be Me'ilah on the Maisa HaKazah. It has to be the reason why he's doing the HaKazah is because he wants to take the dam for himself. That way we can understand why it's a Me'ilah in the behemoth. Chaznishin Bechiris, Simon Chof Aleph, Sifkat Nantes, he makes a similar point. He also says, L'chir, at the moment he did the HaKazah, even before he's Nenef from the dam, he was already Me'il. However, he says, the Sugga Bayos is Mavur, that even if one is Nenef from the dam afterwards, also in that there's Me'ilah. Firstly, from the Lashon of the Gemara, Hamak is Dam L'Behemes Kachim, Osir Bano, Umoylin Boy is Mashmer, that the dam is Osir Bano, and there's Me'ilah on that dam. So it's not just Me'ilah for the Maisa of taking it out of the Behemah. And furthermore, from that which the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara compares it to Cholov and Beitzim. Mashmoy says we're talking about being Nenef from the dam after it was already removed from the Behemah, just like the Nidin of Cholov and Beitzim. And the Gemara has to be mechalik between Cholov and Beitzim, which are not gufa de behema, Mashen King Dam is. Mashmoyis for the Gemara is, we're talking about a me'ilah from being Nenef from the dam after it was taken out of the behema. And Chorus, even more than that, the Gemara itself by Yosef would be mashma that we're talking about me'ilah of being Nenef from the dam, because Gemara wanted to use dam as an example of something which may occur less by me'ilah, l'b'saif isba me'ilah. And this is the Gemara answer that no, even may occur there is me'ilah, because of the din of Rav, Hamakas Dam l'behema's kochim osr ba'no, mo'ilimba. If the me'ilah that Rav is referring to is the ma'isa shini that he's doing to the behema, that's not a me'ilah in the dam itself. And how can the Gemara use this to show us that dam is something which may occur isba me'ilah? We can look further in the Sefer Ha'aris al Maseches Me'ilah from Rabbi Yashav Zitzal. He discusses this inyan as well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.